the Station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Investigators are at the scene of an accident where seven people have been killed on the M3 in the Mpumalanga province. Traffic officials say a minibus taxi lost control near Dasville, rolling multiple times. The RTMC Simon Zwane says five other people were seriously injured. It's affecting travel towards KwaZulu-Natal. Traffic is being diverted to the Dasville interchange to rejoin the M3 toll route at the Vereeniging interchange.
Traffic is being diverted around the alternative route, the R103, and also on the other arterial routes until the scene is cleared.
Back home, three people and a dog have been killed in a house fire in Chatsworth, south of Durban. Etiquini Fires Inkulumo Dube says they worked through the night to put out the blaze that gutted the home on Dawnview Road. He says an elderly couple and their son lived there.
Two of them are bedridden, the mother and the son, and so they couldn't escape. The old man was using a walking stick as well, so yeah, they couldn't escape the house.
Dube says reports show that an alarm went off twice, which was investigated by security, where they allegedly found the elderly man cooking. On the third call, they found the house on fire.
A huge structure, a double-story building with five bedrooms. It took us about 30 minutes to put the fire under control, then to damp down and put the fire to extinguish the fire completely, another hour or so.
The Border Management Authority says the recently launched drones at the country's ports of entry are making a difference. It says 250 people have been arrested for allegedly attempting to illegally enter South Africa since they've been introduced earlier this month. BMA Commissioner Michael Masiapato.
We effectively use them for the purposes of managing the issues of the corridor in terms of the traffic movement and all of that. So on that basis, we are able to pick up if people are trying to enter or exit the country.
And finally, a South African short film focusing on rhino poaching are among 15 entries hoping for a nomination in the Best Live Action Short Film category for the prestigious Academy Awards. The film tells the story of rhino poaching and conservation in South Africa, following young rhino Lita on a journey through a game reserve with the last remaining ranger, Kuselwa, executive producer Anela Mdoda.
It tells the other side of rhino poaching, and we have a holistic view of what you would look at in black and white and think it's the good side and the bad side. Somewhere, somehow, someone in the world is clearly developing something that they didn't even think that could be used in the fight against rhino poaching so that we can curb those numbers that KwaZulu-Natal. And if KwaZulu-Natal has got the highest numbers in South Africa, it means those are the highest numbers in the world.
Your top story this hour. Investigators are at the scene of an accident where seven people have been killed on the M3 in the Mpumalanga province. For more on this and other news stories, head to ecr.co.za and click on the news and traffic tab. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.